Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, July 27, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Local governments roll out vaccine mandates. Florida, the worst place in America right now for the pandemic. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez wants to abolish prisons. A new poll ranks Washington, D.C., the most unlivable place in America. Adults now stream 7 hours every day. Also ahead, are we on the eve of destruction? But first, governors, mayors, some federal officials ordering public employees to take the vaccine or undergo weekly testing. New rules impact state and municipal workers in California, New York City, and at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Those who refuse the vax will be subjected to ongoing COVID tests, certainly an inconvenience. Health officials in Florida reporting more infections than any other place in the nation. 20% of all new cases in the USA now occur in the Sunshine State. Deaths in Florida topping 319 over the past 7 days. Nearly all cases of the Delta variant occurring in non-vaccinated people. Nationally, 97% of those hospitalized from COVID are unvaxxed. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez calling for the abolishment of the nation's prisons. The Democratic Socialist saying, quote, "I want to abolish our carceral system that's designed to trap black and brown men. I want justice and peace. That's what I want." Well, here's a bulletin to the Congresswoman. Violence is rising because of lenient punishment, madam. Get it? Survey from YouGov, listing the best and worst places to live. Factors include tax rates, access to nature, crime, jobs, health care. Top spot goes to Hawaii. Beautiful place. 69% who live there say life is good. Finishing dead last, Washington, D.C. No surprise, violence and chaotic rule there. The typical adult now streams 7 hours of online content every day. Here's my question. Does that do you any good? Well, if you go to BillO'Reilly.com, it will. In a moment. Can America come back from the intense culture war? Moments away. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Remember the 1965 song, The Eve of Destruction? Sung by Barry McGuire, it began this way, quote, "The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, ah, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction." Unquote. Now, that song was in the late 60s when all hell was breaking loose in Vietnam and the USA. Barry, the guy who sung it, thought we were going down the drain. We were on the eve of destruction, but it did not happen. And today, like the late 1960s, things are kind of bad in America. The progressive left is on the march. They are dividing Americans on skin color, on economics, class, and they have imposed this horrible woke culture on the people. And basically what the woke culture is a club. And the club says, we woke people are better than you, especially if you voted for Donald Trump. So the division is clear in the USA. Then you have the corrupt corporate media enabling the progressives. So the big networks and the big cable companies push the woke philosophy. Walt Disney, not the man, he's deceased, but the company, they lead the league in wokeism. And that is a powerful thing that's in play, and it was not in play in the 1960s. The next factor is that conservatives are not united. There are different levels of conservatism and traditionalism in America, so they do not have the power right now to end this destructive force coming from the progressive left. I believe that next year in the midterms, the progressives are going to get their butts kicked, but I could be wrong. I see a backlash coming. Then you have the cancel culture, where people like me and other commentators who do not buy into the progressive left are attacked ceaselessly every day, smeared, and worse. This is in play, and there is no inhibition except the court system, which I am using right now. Then you have political correctness. The Cleveland Indians. Do I have to say any more? So we have a cultural civil war, and some believe we are on the eve of destruction. I get letters every day saying, I think the country's going to collapse. It will not. Wait till you see the backlash that's coming against the progressive left. They are on the eve of destruction. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And then my new book, Killing the Mob, still a bestseller after 12 weeks in the marketplace. Thank you all very much. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. During the 1990s, Americans routinely ranked the sitcom as their favorite form of television entertainment. Short for situational comedy, the genre dates back decades. I Love Lucy was the first sitcom monster hit. Now, for the first time, next TV season, there will be no new sitcoms on the major networks. Here's why. Television ratings continue to plunge as more Americans stream content on their devices. The total audience for major operations like ABC, NBC, and CBS are down 16% year to year, and in 2019, the ratings today are down about 25%. That's an enormous loss. Latest polls show Americans bailing on the comedy genre in general. According to The Hollywood Reporter, funny stuff now accounts for just 8% of new entertainment. Morning broadcasts, which some consider comedy, are also losing viewers. Once the most watched morning program in the country, NBC's Today Show, is in trouble. Less than 3 million Americans tuned in last week, the smallest audience since 1991. Why? Well, NBC has moved sharply left, and that alienates traditional Americans, and they're not watching. Another big reason for the national shift is the departure of Donald Trump. CNN's entire lineup now fails to break 1 million viewers. Don Lemon is routinely watched by just 600,000 people. On average, the channel is viewed by less than 800,000 during prime time. In comparison, when I hosted The O'Reilly Factor, about 6 million people watch me. Late night TV hosts also are struggling since Mr. Trump left the White House. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, all failing to reach more than 2 million viewers each evening. They are down double digits from the same time last year, and they are not funny. By comparison, Johnny Carson was watched by 10 million Americans every single night. Why? Because he was witty. And here's something else you might not know. While a sitcom may soon be a thing of the past, a new genre is dominating the upcoming season: science fiction. If you're a sci-fi fan, here are a few programs coming your way. A new Lord of the Rings, a Game of Thrones spinoff, 7 shows based on Star Wars, and a new female superhero, She-Hulk. Don't ask. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.